How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Come through, queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. It's been a few weeks.
Welcome back.
I'm back. We touched on it during the pre-show. As you guys probably know, I've been dealing with a lot of stuff going on the past few weeks. My mom was sick. Sadly, she passed away a few weeks ago, and that's why I was gone. Thankfully, Brendan was able to steer the ship in my absence.
Sure. Can I just say one thing quickly?
Yeah.
And just like in friendship, and I've expressed this to you already, like your strength through this entire process, especially... your eulogy at your mom's funeral.
Thank you.
Really, really, really beautiful.
I very much appreciate
and
that.
And Dan posted what his eulogy was on his Instagram. It's really great. And just like, so I'm very, very, very in awe of you.
Thank you. And I mean, I appreciate you in terms of like, obviously so many friends are like, what can I do to help? And you were able to like take this off my plate when I needed to, so I very much appreciate that. Obviously, it's like it's a little strange to be like doing this in the wake of all of that. But at the same time, like I need to also.
And like the grief thing, it's just like there's no answer to what you do after something like that happens.
Yeah,
and I think maybe this will be. I mean, we've already been talking for a little bit. And
yeah. Like,
laughing and having fun, and I think maybe that's maybe the answer to this moment.
interestingly enough, we're going to get to all these shows, really, but I've been doing a lot of catching up. Now, and I like saved Miami for last because I was like, oh, like the Gertie stuff is going to be hard because I had not watched the finale. Like, I had the finale and the three parts of the reunion to catch up on.
Yeah.
I got Beverly Hills, Anna Marie's mom died.
Yeah.
I've got Summer House. I'm like, I'm safe with my friends.
Nope.
I got Jesse Solomon revealing to his new friends his cancer journey. I was like, okay. but
like
it's
I said,
fine.
I think we talked about this on Saturday when I came to visit, but like, that's what, in moments like this, that's what, kind of what the world throws at you.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, it's stupid, but like, it's like, you gotta laugh about
it. Yeah, you gotta laugh. But we do have some news to attend to. I gotta say, this did bring me some joy.
Yeah, it came at the exact right time. The Jersey trailer.
Yes. The new Jersey trailer, something we've been like wondering, where is it? We were actually texting the day it dropped, like, mm-hmm. are we going to be living in a world where there are only kid shows?
Sure, yeah.
Because we've got Pump, Summer House, Martha, The Valley,
mm-hmm.
all going to be airing at the same time.
So we're covering The Valley?
Yeah. I want to watch the first episode and see what's up. And, oh, did you guys cover last week Jackson Brittany? I think that might be a new thing. Oh, okay.
We talked about that, yeah.
Sorry. I didn't listen. But yeah, I'm curious to see like what's a brew there. But New Jersey seemingly taking the Potomac slot.
Yeah. And I wonder about timing here. So Jersey is going to start May 5th. Cinco de Mayo. It's a Sunday.
Yeah.
Potomac spot. So how many episodes of Potomac do we have?
Ooh. Well, we only just filmed the reunion like last week.
And we can assume that there will be no new Potomac this week because it's the Oscars.
Oh. So they're buying themselves a week.
So we might be going. They might have timed it perfectly.
Yeah.
To have, I don't know.
Okay, so if there's no Potomac this week, there's still 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks.
Then never mind.
Yeah, there's no way there's 7 weeks of Potomac left.
Yeah, because even if they gave them a 3-part reunion, which like, please.
Yeah. I will be interested to see if we have a kid only come through queen. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's fine though.
I know, we love the kids' shows.
Weird things have happened. Like, remember COVID when they were just like randomly like skipping weeks at a time because they couldn't like edit quick enough?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Traitors reunion filmed and edited within like a week.
Yeah. Just for the show, if you put your mind to it.
Yeah.
Okay, New Jersey trailer. I saw this come across and watched it immediately, watched it before reading. You know, the article that accompanies it, right? Mm-hmm. I watch it, and we can go into the details of it, but after I watched it, I was like, okay, Jackie or Fessler might have a Tamat.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is the same exact cast roles as last year.
Which is so interesting, because Jackie's in it a lot, but like Fessler is the trailer.
Oh, I would say Jackie is to a degree as well.
Sure.
Jackie, Judas, Goldschneider.
Yeah, one line, yeah.
But like, there, she had a few scenes in there.
Sure, yeah. But like, I'm barely seeing
Fuda. Well, so Fuda's really there on the strength of John Fuda, mm-hmm. who might have like the biggest line of the trailer.
Oh my God, I saw someone dream casting John Fuda in the Traitors.
Stop.
It was like, oh, you know who reposted it? Danny from Real World New Orleans like reposted
a John Fuda.
Well, no, he was obviously part of like the Dreamcast, yeah. But like,
the fact that it came across your desk via Danny, I love that. Okay, no, when we post, oh, spoiler alert or like promo alert, we did our Traitor season 3 Dreamcasting in our Patreon bonus episode this week. We're gonna post like our lists. But it's worth listening to the rhyme and reason for the season.
Yeah, of course. And seeing our overlap also was interesting.
Seeing our overlap, yeah. But back to Jersey. What are you thinking?
So I think we've got a season. It looks good. Ooh, to me.
For sure. Well,
and we don't even touch in the trailer on Melissa versus Teresa because maybe there's not any.
Well, that's what the girls were saying in the promo leading up. Because like they've been promoting the season for like, since BravoCon, really.
Yeah.
Because I think it wrapped by the time BravoCon filmed.
Yeah, I've heard like Dolores on Jeff Lewis Live talk about it. Like everyone's talking.
I think what's fun for this upcoming season is the mixing and matching of allegiances.
Yeah.
Like one of the problems with Jersey for so long is like, okay, we're sick of like this team versus that team. The fact that everyone's jumping around.
Yeah.
Is fun.
When Marge says Jackie, Judas, Goldschneider, I heard it as Jackie Judice Goldschneider. Same. So it works both ways.
I thought she was like taking Teresa's name in Holy Matrimony. Everyone's got something interesting going on for the most part. I don't really understand like the Danielle storyline other than we will eventually get like a Danielle versus Jen Aiden.
Yes. And I will say I'm happy they don't show everything in the trailer because we know that there was like a physical fight between them.
Yeah. Where they were put on pause.
Yeah.
For a few days of filming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fessler's a star.
Fessler, she looks great.
Oh my God.
She got all her work done and it like
hospital,
really
hospital and all.
Jesus Christ. Marge, I feel like we don't have a lot with Marge aside from the Jackie stuff.
Well, Joe Bonino is in it a lot.
Well, yeah, he's saying that he's on the phone. He's receiving the message that Louis pissed all of Teresa's money down the toilet, right?
And also he is delivering the message that Pauly is not divorced yet and is not rushing to marry Dolores.
But didn't we know that as an audience?
I don't know.
I thought we did. Or maybe that's from me listening to Jeff Lewis Live. Yeah. They talk a little openly about it.
Yeah. And then Zia and Trey both are losing daughters to college.
Yeah. Delaware. It's weird that like we're showing the actual college.
Yeah. We're going to Delaware and I think for Antonia, and I believe Gabriella is a Michigan girly.
Interesting.
Because do you remember? Oh my God. I remember when like, maybe when she like got accepted or decided.
And like they put all the stuff in the bed.
Those posts of like a bunch of garbage. There's this nothing is worse than the posts of garbage.
Okay. This like new trend.
Describe it.
Not to sound old, but this new trend of like when a kid accepts where they're going to college, you buy all this like shitty merch and like everything in the color of the school, college.
Yeah.
And like put it on their bed with like all this like candy and like all this bullshit.
Enough.
It's like,
rah, rah, you did it.
I don't think I ever owned Emerson merch till this day.
I have like a piece of merch from my sister's college that has lasted longer than anything from my college that I ever owned.
I think one girl who came to my college or high school graduation party, she like had this thing where she would like draw the logo of the school on a mason jar with like paint and then fill the mason jar with like M&Ms in the school color.
Aww.
And that was like the only bit of Emerson merch I had ever.
She like planted the seed to like what we eventually have now. Yeah. I don't know. Jersey is like a warm blanket for me. I feel like it's very polarizing, but for me, like they can do no wrong.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's polarizing. I still think they pull, I think it's polarizing like online, but I think they pull in ratings up there with like Beverly Hills. And Teresa is like the star of the franchise. Mm-hmm. Hello. Like of the entire like Real Housewives.
Well, there's buzz that she is going to be cast on House of Villains.
I think she
is filming it right now.
Is filming it right now.
With Larsa.
With Larsa. Oh my God.
A true villain. We'll get to that.
And Candy Muse.
And Candy Muse, the producer.
This all came out because someone posted a screenshot of like who Candy Muse follows on Instagram. And it was like literally the cast of season 2 of House of Villains.
Candy producer Muse. She's going to get another Emmy.
Oh, we should have cast her in Traitor season 3.
I don't want like two, because like it's going to be close to House of Villains.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, let's talk about, okay, Dubai did not release a trailer, but there is a little teaser going around that basically tells us nothing.
It aired on television.
It aired on television. It aired on Instagram.
And gave us a date as well.
Which is June 2nd, which is also a Sunday.
So by my calculations, they are going to replace Martha, because Martha is going to be airing on Sundays. And we're going to have another doubleheader of two housewives in one night, which makes no sense because they will be the only housewives airing.
I know. So that will be then. Mondays is what?
Nothing.
Nothing. Tuesdays is Below Deck.
I thought Monday was Below Deck.
Or is Monday Below Deck?
Tuesday is
Pump. Vanderpump.
Pump in the Valley.
In the Valley. Wednesdays will be nothing.
Nothing. Maybe like a Top Chef or something.
Thursdays
is Summer House.
Summer House. Which is like, let's move Summer House to Wednesday.
Or just even to make Monday.
It easier for us. Yeah.
Maybe we could get screeners for Summer House.
Yeah.
I think we can.
I did just get the screener for Summer House Martha.
Oh.
But I don't get all the screens.
Yeah, I know. You get like the
premieres.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Dubai. It's almost like there's nothing to speak of.
Well, I think it's interesting. When it premieres, it'll be basically 2 years since the premiere of season one.
Mm.
Because I think I went to the Dubai premiere.
Oh, yeah.
In the summer before I ever went to Provincetown.
Oh.
And now I've been there 4 times.
I mean, I like what I'm more interested in speaking about than the content of the tease is like how disrespectful it is to like have a tease and a date at this point for a week now with no trailer, no like Entertainment Tonight, People Magazine, article rundown, no cast photo shoot. There is a new housewife in the cast as well.
Yeah.
They showed the premiere episode during BravoCon. Mm-hmm. So it's just been like sitting in on a shelf all this time.
This is what happened with Rugged 3 though. Mm. Remember they showed that teaser during BravoCon, then we didn't hear about it for very long time.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't love season one, so I don't really like, have high hopes, but we're going to be like, for Housewives content.
I know, but I was entertained enough by it. There were elements there that I liked. Mm. So I would like to see season two.
Okay. Great.
Great. Should we go to our shows?
Yeah.
So because of the weird nature of this podcast being in a weird space for the past couple of weeks, and because Thursdays have become the most programmed...
Three different shows.
And like last night was the Traitors... finale, then the Traitors reunion.
Oh, okay. So to explain how we're doing this week we're covering last week's Summer House. Mm-hmm. We are going to finish out Miami tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We are focusing on the Traitors finale tonight.
Yeah.
And then everything else is pretty normal. Like Potomac, Beverly Hills, Vanderpump are all normal.
And I might drop a couple tidbits from the reunion of Traitors because I have seen that.
Yeah.
But I won't go deep diving in there.
Okay. So Summer House. This is episode 2. Obviously, I've not talked about anything about Summer House yet. Can I say, it's good to be back with my friends.
It's good to be back with our friends, but it's even better to be with new friends.
Oh my God. We've been complaining about male casting on this show for the entirety of the run. And we have two naturals.
Even just like casting in general for this show has been like, okay, like it's been fine. We've gotten some stars, but like it's new life.
Oh my God. I see a future.
Yeah. I mean like West coming in and carrying that premiere episode.
Oh my God. He was born to be on TV.
I know. He's so good.
Yeah.
And like Jesse's good too.
Yeah. But like, I don't know Jesse like I know West.
Yeah.
I actually followed West on Instagram.
I wonder if I did. I think I looked at his Instagram. I wonder if I smash follow.
It usually takes me a while, but I was like, no, I need to know my friend.
Well, yeah, obviously. Well, you also love blondes.
Okay. Well,
and this is one blonde
better
that
all on blonde.
This is one blonde that I like too. Yeah, I mean, like, the first episode, he really came in. Them going to that festival or that, like, carnival.
The carnival.
That was, like, a new look. Yeah.
For Summer House.
It was Beyonce XO.
Oh, my God. One of the best songs and music videos.
Yeah.
Except for the Challenger explosion part of it.
Yeah, the experiences of the people who were, like, on that Ferris wheel, from what I've heard in the press.
Oh, they were trapped. Yeah. Oh, my God. Alex's worst nightmare. Okay, so I'm loving that. But there was, as much as Gabby says, the vibes are great. There was a Lindsay and Carl shaped hole in episode one.
Yes.
That was filled by their return.
I know. First of all, I loved Gabby, like, saying, like, telling Lindsay that, like, it's so amazing.
Oh my God, the week perfect. She's not there. Like, for the first time in Summer House history, like, we are having so much fun together.
The symbolism of all of them getting into bed together.
Oh my God. When they were like, this is the first time ever as a house we've been in bed together.
Beautiful.
And, you know, just when you're, like, about to count Sierra out, she's, like, a star again.
She was activated, not in the Lindsay way, but in yeah. the horny way.
Yeah, and that's, like, that's when we like her best. Like, when she was horny for Austin, like, yeah. she lit up Winterhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, episode two. Lindsay is coming in scared.
And that, like, kind of leads us down the path that she goes down because she's scared. And so then she immediately starts like self-medicating. She was like, I think like there was a quip about like, oh, you said you weren't going to like drink rosé or like you're only yeah, going to yeah. stick to like vodka or whatever.
Yeah.
She's
the rules are out the window.
Glug, glug, glug. Yeah.
We're all getting along. Wes is continuing to flirt with Ciara.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse was trying to flirt with Paige.
Very one. Much. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I have to comment on this, even though it was episode one. Kyle and Amanda carrying episode one with a fake fight. Now, like in the Curse household,
mm-hmm.
obviously I wasn't here to discuss it, but maybe this was not your read on it. Like this was like us like, oh, we need to like do something to make sure something's happening in this premiere episode.
Okay.
I don't buy any of it. I think they are in love and love each other.
Okay.
And that is mother and father. Right? All right. Because like as soon as Lindsay and Carl came in, they were like, actually, we're okay. Right?
I don't know. Like they had the like the evening out in, was it the second episode? Mm. In like Manhattan where things weren't that hunky-dory.
Mm-mm.
I mean like I know, like, how your mind is skewed because of your love of these two blonde people.
Well, there was, like, one of the scenes when they were fighting where, like, Amanda's almost, like, laughing through her lines, like, as she's arguing with Kyle. And she's, like, barely able to get
okay,
through it.
Okay, okay, we'll see.
We'll see. Okay. The West-Jesse thing was funny when Wes was like, well, something you don't know about me is I've been to every state. And then when Jesse told his character story after, he's like, could you imagine?
Can you imagine if I came up after that and was like, I've been to every state? He is actually like a natural born comedian.
Yeah, he's a comedian. Oh my God. Okay. I gotta say, who was killing me? Amanda. Taking notes?
Yes.
Notes on a scandal.
Oh, do you ever see that movie?
No,
oh, it's good. No, I watched it in like a film class in college.
She was taking notes on what Lindsay is saying and doing.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta give her credit.
Lindsay.
Okay, I came into the season. I was like, am I gonna hate this season? Because the explosions at the end. And like the bill of goods that we were sold is kind of like, oh.
Everything was great until then.
Or, like, maybe we had an idea, blah, 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 blah. Like, you watch this, and it's like, of course everyone thought, like, they were maybe not going to get married.
Yeah, it's like, this, if I'm Carl during this episode, I am laying the bricks down to get me out of there.
Yeah, I mean, this is like the worst. Lindsay accusing Carl of not being sober that night is like the worst thing she could do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one thing to do it. And like, if you legitimately thought that and like, you love this person and you exist in a world that exists outside of the television show,
mm-hmm.
you like pull them aside.
Mm-hmm.
You try to be real slick. You do something. The filming the scene with Gabby back in the house after talking about it is like, Wow.
And then the next morning, not being apologetic at all.
Yeah.
And just like being awful the next morning as well.
Like if you're a pro who's been on the show for 8 seasons, like if I need to talk to Gabby about this, we're ripping off our mics and running into the woods to talk about it.
Here's the thing. The thing about these people who actually succeed on these shows is they don't have that self-awareness. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, think of, like, so many of the long-running, like, sure. housewives.
Yeah.
Aside, I'm not talking about, like, Beverly Hills, because they are all they calculated. They are
super calculated,
like,
yeah.
Think of New York. Mm-hmm. Like, think of, like, Dorinda.
Yeah.
Think, like, it's... They don't have that self-awareness to be like, yes, we're running into the woods and going underwater, digging a hole, yeah. just like so I can whisper this game. Secret. Yeah. yeah.
But okay, so now it's like, now I'm interested to see, how do we land at girl power? Let's rally around Lindsay for the people who rallied around Lindsay.
Yeah.
And like, Kyle and Amanda, not to... go back there again, are like a little vindicated at this point because they've been like the most supportive of Carl out of the cast, other than I don't know where the new guy is.
He's also
land.
An employee.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, but yeah, I mean, even like Paige on an interview said that like when the news happened, she all the girls went to Lindsay's yeah. apartment and yeah. rallied around. That being said, I mean, like. Yeah, Lindsay really did fuck up and it was really, really bad. Yeah. So hopefully she showed some sort of remorse between this and like when yeah. all that happens but for even, these people to still have her in their lives.
But even like the post that she made
yeah.
in present day February, March 2024 was not the best.
Yeah.
Like, this is riveting to me.
Of course, yeah. Do you want to say anything else about Amanda and Kyle?
Love them. Mother and father.
Did you have another point to make about them?
I do have to give them credit for giving Paige the king bed.
Wow, it's really surprising you're giving Amanda and Kyle credit for something.
I know. Can you believe it?
Okay. Also,
oh.
I have a question.
Oh.
About the house, because this is our first time
oh talking my
about
God. Summer house. The zoning.
It's like last year we were like four in that one room, and this year Paige just gets to be by herself.
Well, I think we closed rooms off, maybe. Because remember, like that room continued like for like 100 feet, and yeah. there was a whole nother king bed on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
Maybe we were able to like close walls.
But who's sleeping beyond that wall? Literally last season, weren't we sleeping four in that room?
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm loving it. I purposely didn't watch this past Thursday night's episodes so I could like watch it with a clear mind after recording tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Potomac?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I watched 3 episodes of Being on Vacation, like mainlined.
Okay. How are you feeling?
I almost think watching the 3 in a row together might be a better experience. Because from the look on your face, you're like not loving it.
I'm not hating it as much as like the world seems to hate it. But also it's like, I don't know. It's not really pulling me in the way that I want it to.
What is disorienting is... Kiarna confessionals.
Oh, yes.
it actually, like, knocks me off the couch
mm-hmm.
how not a star she is. She's so so soft-spoken in the confessionals.
But, like, on non-confessionals, I feel like she's giving star at some points.
Oh,
she's, wow. like, at least getting in the mix.
Okay, yeah, she's trying and made valid points in terms of, like, oh, mm-hmm. Wendy and Candace, like, you're my friend and didn't check on me, blah, 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 blah. But, like, to me, NECA gives flute holder more than Kiarna.
Well, she is a flute holder, yeah.
I know, but just like the way NECA, like, carries herself a little bit.
I have a question. So, Kiarna is the person who we see in that viral video taking down Deborah.
I think so.
Are we going to see that on our screen?
I don't think so.
Which is so
weird.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially like, it's almost, it's interesting that later transpires and they're even bothering with Kiarna confessionals. Because they could have easily just like made her role like, oh, she could have still had the same feelings about what was going on, but without the confessional.
Yeah, we will see with this. It's just interesting.
I mean, at the end of the day, Karen is carrying.
She's carrying, yes. And like, even, was this in the actual episode or was it a preview I saw of her like having Giselle over to her house and like giving her alcohol? I think it was a preview. The way they roll out previews these days.
Oh, yeah, it's
and it's like something, I'm watching something that's like 6 minutes long.
I know. Yeah. I don't know. I had some fun.
Yeah, the thing is, it's like, where is our future here?
Giselle's the toughie for me.
Yeah, I mean, it might be time.
Yeah. But, I mean, and I love Candace and Wendy too, but like, they're in a tough spot right now.
It's also interesting. People are like really trying to look into who's being sent on what press tour when. Because like Candace and Wendy were on Kelly Clarkson with Andy. And people were like, oh my God, this means Giselle's gone.
All right.
Yada, yada, yada. Then like a week later, Giselle pops up on the Drew Barrymore show with Ashley, Dorinda, Kyle.
Yeah.
And someone else.
Oh, I do want to give some credit.
Zia.
I thought Mia was a star of this vacation. I think Mia is the future.
Which is so funny.
I know. She's great.
Because we thought she was toast after last season.
Oh my God. She is so good and so funny.
Yeah.
I love Mia.
Yeah. We should go to the Joint Chiropractor on Flatbush.
Famously owned by her. Okay. Anything else you have to say about Potomac?
No.
Okay. Pump. Right?
Yeah.
Pumptini. Okay.
Sheena Shea.
I mean, star.
Oh, man.
But like, a bad star.
Bad, really bad star. She's hard to stomach.
No, I really love it. Oh, my God. Okay, this is, here's one thing to talk about. Married Sheena. Is there a worse person to be married to? Like, what she becomes when you are married to her is a nightmare.
But she's that when you're dating her too, but I see what you mean.
It gets worse when like...
It gets worse.
Like to quote Vicky Gunvalson, the gloves are off.
Yeah. Also just like Sheena's attitude. There's like one kind of person in this world and like we all knew them in like elementary school, I feel, but we thought everyone grew out of it. Like the person who claims that like every single person is their best friend. Like, how is Tom Sandoval somehow your best friend? How are you so affected by this? By like last season, he was like, we were never close, but why are you trying to like grab at him and like have this weird relationship with him? And then why are you crying when you're back to back with him during a yoga thing?
I gotta say, like that whole setup, like these setups happen all the time and usually amounts to nothing. But the fact that we had such a payoff from this like meditation. Sometimes these things work out.
Also, like, to your point about Sheena and being married to her, I mean, like, that's why probably Brock went on that, like, he was only supposed to do 9 holes, but he did all 18. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, listen, at the same time, Brock is no angel himself.
Of course. Also, are we golfing alone?
It sounded like he was with people.
Okay, but, like,
who? I don't know who he was with. I don't know. Okay. You got to give Lala some credit in terms of producer production.
Sure. Here's the thing. Both Lala and Sheena, to an extent, are trying to produce and like make the show.
Give us a show.
Move. But it's like, the two of them are like people I don't want to watch.
Okay. Yeah. Here's the thing. I say this every time when it's like, Pump versus Summer House on our screens. Like, what is the point here? Like, no one's fun. I don't want to hang out with anyone. I don't buy a single friendship. Even like the Katie Ariana friendship is like, a friendship of convenience.
I know. I like both of them, but like,
to they're me, not friends.
To me, I'm like, if they're in a car together, they're probably just like sitting in silence on their phones.
Yeah.
I do think like the premise, obviously, it's like Summer House is at least close enough to its original premise in a way.
Yeah.
Like it's still believable that these people are working in the city and going to the Hamptons during the summer because that is something that still happens. Yeah. No matter how rich you get, that is still like
what is happening.
With this, we started as people working together in a restaurant. Now we're just like this like barely stuck together group of friends who is like sometimes hanging out with this older woman. And
this older woman.
We had like one flash of a season because a big scandal happened, but now what?
Yeah, I don't know what.
And it's like them getting so hurt by like Ariana's thing where like, no, I don't want to be friends with somebody who is trying to be friends with my ex who ruined my life. Like, I think that's actually like an okay boundary to put up in friendship, you know?
It is. But also, like, then we can't have a show.
Sure.
Right? Because, like, I think there's, like, some sentiment of online of, like, oh, like, Sandoval shouldn't have been filming or, like, but then, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
We're playing patty cake.
Yeah.
There's nothing to talk about.
And, like, maybe we shouldn't have a show.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have a show.
I think we should, like, have a show about Katie Maloney talking about pasta.
The man and the penne.
I also wanted more, speaking of Katie Maloney, I wanted more about like how she was put off by the interview style of like their partner that they were interviewing like front of house staff.
Mm.
And I'm to believe that this guy who works at the Four Seasons is going to quit his job there. Four Seasons is like one of the nicer hotels that there can be. He's going to quit his job there and come work at the sandwich shop.
But also, I am to believe we are doing staff interviews.
In a bar.
And in March 2024, where are they now?
I know. They keep on saying like permits and stuff, which like I don't know how West Hollywood works, but... Yeah. I mean, like, the smoke shops near me are able to, like, pop up in, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah. Weed's legalized? Let's go.
Have you noticed that, like, now the smoke shops that, like, are such a scourge in this neighborhood are now, like, putting more, like, food in front? And by food, I mean, like, more packs of Doritos in front.
Okay, okay.
To, like, entice people to come in.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, they're figuring out their marketing strategy. Wait. You and the sexy pistachio.
Oh my God.
Speaking of storefronts, Brendan has fallen in love with a woman.
Okay, so there
she is a very sexy pistachio.
So there's this store in Park Slope on Fifth Avenue. It's actually like a, I don't know if it's just a New York chain or like a national chain, but Nuts Factory.
Mm.
People know about it because I've seen one in Chelsea.
Okay,
I've seen them other places. But for the time that I've lived in this neighborhood, there's always been an inflatable peanut with a cowboy hat. Mm. And his arm, like, moved.
Yeah, luring you in.
Yes, but in the past 2 weeks, Mr. Peanut with the cowboy hat has been replaced by a sexy pistachio. It's like, you know the Wendy Williams lips, native New Yorker?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a pistachio with those lips.
Well, you also said, like, she was kind of giving MJ.
She was giving MJ, yeah. She was giving MJ.
Mm. Wow, maybe that's what the sandwich shop needs, is a sexy sandwich.
With lips.
With lips, and then they could open. Okay, we'll check back. Are we still in Tahoe? Can we go? Are we going to go home?
Are we home yet?
Actually, like, I don't even want to go home, because like, at least they're forced to be in a room together.
Sure, and there's a beautiful lake.
The titular Tahoe Lake.
I know. The places people vacation in from LA, they always go like really beautiful places. What do we have?
Mm. We've got places.
Jersey Shore.
Yeah, hello.
Actually, yeah, famously beautiful.
Sammy Sweetheart, the classiest woman, goes to the Jersey Shore.
But they've got lake, desert.
And we got lakes. We got the Finger Lakes upstate.
True.
Hello.
Love being fingered on a lake.
And not too much further, the Great Ones.
Oh, true. That's far from us.
I know. But like, how far is Lake Tahoe from LA?
I don't know. I feel like everything is like 2 hours from LA.
No, they flew there. They flew. They were on planes, right?
I thought they drove.
Oh.
Or they flew. Oh, no, they flew because they were in the airport. That's where they saw Tom. Yeah, okay, never mind. I'm wrong. Yeah. Actually, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just thinking because I'm going to Palm Springs next week. And I am going to the restaurant of the rumors.
And the nastiness?
And the nastiness.
Are you going to call security?
Yeah. I wonder if he'll be there.
Okay. That's enough of pump.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Beverly Hills?
What a thrill.
We have part two of the reunion.
What do you think about part one since we haven't heard your thoughts?
Okay, so it's a little bit of all one big memory. So I can't really differentiate part one and part two to you.
Sure.
What I will say is, Dorit feels out at sea a little bit. I'm not sure who her friend on this cast is anymore.
I don't think she has one.
Anna Marie is clearly done, and like she wants to be done with the show, I think.
Yeah.
In a way, Erica's almost, she's on that side of the couch, but she appreciates the other side of the couch.
She does, but then she will like laugh when Kyle's making fun of Sutton.
Yeah. And then Sutton's the star of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Garcelle is her partner in crime.
Mm-hmm.
And then Crystal.
Serving C, I feel.
Serving C. And then also, she gives good reunion. She gives better reunion than Mean Season.
Yes. And I think like she's coming into her own. So I'd be very curious to see her next season, Main Season.
Mm.
Because I mean, like, we did have a couple good Crystal moments during the season, specifically against Anna Marie, the one at the Beverly Hilton, and then in Spain.
Yeah.
I think she's becoming like more confident.
It's crazy that she's saying the words 4 years ago.
I know.
Granted, I think we have like a 1 year lag.
Her first season was filmed pre-COVID, right?
No, during COVID.
During COVID?
Yeah.
The one in Tahoe?
That was during COVID.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still, that would be four, yeah.
Yeah, because it was 2020. Yeah.
Oh my God, we're...
I don't want to get old. Okay. Andy yawning at Dorit.
I love it.
Good bit.
I love it.
Good bit.
Dorit has lost me totally, I think.
Oh, yeah. She cannot win an argument.
And just like, there's nothing there.
Mm. I would love to like drill down further into, are we friends or not friends?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that that is even a conversation that Kyle and Dorit might not be friends is crazy when you contrast Miami, where like even the people who want to kill each other feel like friends to me to some degree.
Yeah. There's like this very funny thing about Miami, and we'll get into it more when we talk about it. But like, especially with like Adriana and Alexia. Mm. Like, Alexia will, like, basically show her disdain for Adriana, but then the moment that Adriana announces that, like, something's going on with her music career, Alexia's, like, so excited.
Yeah, so proud. Yeah, the fact that Kyle and Dorit might not be friends, that's a problem with the show.
Yeah.
And the fact that the group chat is called Season 13 Beverly Hills.
It's bleak.
It makes you feel sick.
I know. At least, like, do something clever.
Just be like the red dancing emojis, right?
Yeah. I like that Sutton, Garcelle, and Crystal are actually friends.
Mm.
And, like,
to a degree.
Right, but, like, off season, I would say we see them hanging out.
Sure. They're at least trying to put on a show.
Like, Crystal and Sutton, even if it's, like, the least common, like, sorry, like, the lowest bar, they at least, like, go to, like, Dodgers games together.
Yeah. I mean, at the worst, they are as close as the least of friends on Miami.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
But there might be more. There might be more there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about Kathy coming through?
I mean, it's giving stunt.
Of course. And then, like, she, like, does her little thing when she's getting her makeup done where she, like, reveals.
Yeah. Oh, they've been doing it for, like, 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
It's like, if we got to do this at the reunion, it's bleak.
But the thing is, like, they get better ratings than everyone.
I know. Well, it's
here's the thing. It's no not one a has
discerning.
Taste.
It's not a discerning. The people who love it don't have a discerning eye.
Sure.
No, and sorry if you love Beverly Hills.
I don't dislike it though. Like, I look forward to watching it.
I mean, it's not Dubai to me, where, like, Dubai was a true chore. Like, I could, like, laugh and giggle at Beverly Hills.
Yeah, of course.
But it's nowhere near the best.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think I even like Potomac more than Beverly Hills right now.
Okay. Do you want to talk about, like, the Sutton versus Kyle of it all? Also,
You got to give Kyle credit.
The line about, like, all you have is, like,
a horse and a dating coach.
Yeah.
We all laughed.
It's a funny line.
Yeah. But
also,
it's,
like,
also incorrect.
It's incorrect because, yeah, Sutton, like, actually shared a lot about her
life. She has, like, her ex-husband. She has Merce in the purse. She's got...
I think the stuff about her ex-husband and, like, how she felt controlled by him up until very recently...
We learned a lot.
Interesting.
Yeah, we did not learn that prior years. We learned a lot.
No, that's, like, Kyle's, like, mean girl coming out. She has that streak in her.
Yeah. But also, like, okay, she gave that little speech, like, it was very her friend... Tree Giudice from Rugged One.
Mm-hmm.
And Tree actually landed the plane, which, like, you got to give her credit compared to Kyle. Remember when Tree was like, I gave birth on this show.
Yeah.
I got this on this show. Uh-huh. I remember how we were like, oh my God, icon.
Yeah.
And, like,
is that, like, when we were briefly tree huggers and we got dragged?
Well, we will hug again this year. Jackie said it's okay. Hashtag we will hug again. Let's get that straight. But, like, Kyle kind of copied.
Yeah, of course.
She said Portia was 2 and now she's applying to colleges. I got this. That's like, okay, so now you get to just, like, chill?
Yeah. No, the point of the show is you show everything.
Yeah.
Like, Teresa's still showing, like, she's the fact that she's being fucking swindled by this creep, this red-faced creep. One other thing where Kyle copied Teresa, and that Teresa's name is invoked.
Oh.
Where Kyle talks about not looking at reading documents before she signs
them.
Oh,
yes.
And
yes,
Andy says something along the lines of, like, have you heard about my friend Teresa?
Yeah. I think that's pretty good for Beverly Hills.
Okay, let's get to Miami.
Well, I do want to, like, briefly touch, brief. We did bet it all on Blonde. And I'm more interested in talking about the rollout.
So Bet It All on Blonde is the, because most people probably don't know, like, no one's watching, is the Erika Jayne, like, docu-series. It's, like,
well,
2 parts?
Well, we were originally told it was 2 parts. It aired all that one night from from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Oh, you watched it all?
Yeah.
Oh, at 9:15, I was like, I'm going upstairs to do TikTok time in bed.
And it's cut as two separate episodes, but they must have just been like, no one cares about this.
Sure.
But then, like, why shuffle other shows? Like, they could have just put this at 10 p.m., like, for 2 weeks in a row. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There is interesting parts about it. Part of the interesting part is, like, how differently it's filmed, you know?
Okay.
I don't know if it's, like, the same production company or not, but, like, we're doing different angles here.
Describe like, what would you say it's like? Is it, like, The Hills?
No, it's more like the way the cameras are moving or is a little bit more rickety in terms of like different, like not like straight on angles.
Like Blair Witch Project.
Not quite like that where you're going to throw up, which people did back in the day in the theaters.
The first Hunger Games was kind of rickety.
Yeah.
Seeing it in theaters. I think they fixed it for television.
Yeah. So we got that. There's interesting parts of like, oh, well, there's one part where like one of Tom's attorneys like comes in the middle of the night and knocks on the casita's door and she answers it. And like, she's trying to like get a statement from Erica about like Tom's mental state for like an upcoming hearing. And she's like, talk to my attorney.
Oh, geez.
It was like scary. And then there was like an interesting part once we're in Vegas of...
A place I hate.
A place you hate. Of like... like Erica's manager is freaking out and wants to have like an off camera conversation with Mikey Minden.
Mm-hmm.
And Mikey Minden is like crying for an hour of this 2 hour marathon about how bad Erica is. Like crying at like how she's such a bad performer. She's like, she lost it. She lost it. She doesn't have it anymore. Like, lost the spark. Like, she's been through so much, and, like, she just does not have it anymore.
He needs to call Gretchen Christine back.
Yes, he needs to, like, change allegiances. I mean, it ends up, like, oh, she got it in the last minute. But, you know.
Oh, well.
That's it.
Great.
Okay, Miami.
Beautiful.
This was something I mainlined the finale and three parts.
Jeez Louise. I mainlined two today.
Yeah. I did the reunion like 2 days ago, and then I did three parts of the... No, I did the finale 2 days ago. I did three parts of the reunion in the past 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say, this reunion was so good.
Yeah.
From tip to tail.
It just goes to show when you have a cast.
Oh my God. 3 years running.
There is not somebody who I'm like.
Not interested in. Yeah. Okay. Let me jump around. Oh.
I just want to say.
Oh yeah.
Unprecedented. The friends sat from beginning to end.
All three friends. The fact that there's three friends.
Yeah.
For the entire time. Iconic.
Yeah.
Dr. Nicole. No one can get her. She's actually like almost too powerful.
Yeah.
Because like other people will like have fights and people will be wrong sometimes. Mm-hmm. And like Dr. Nicole's not perfect, but she's just so much smarter than everyone else that like no one can get her.
Yeah. I will say there was like an interesting part where this isn't anything like against her, but... when she was talking about her dad's death and then how her relationship with her dad's girlfriend from there on out, and she kind of just like matter of factly was talking about like how
a lot of info.
Yeah. Like, yeah. How like, oh, she wanted, like my dad was paying for this, 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 and this. And we were just like, we're not doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to me, I feel like it could have been messaged a little bit gentler, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That was the only moment where I was like, oh, I see you.
Well, it's also like no one was asking about that.
Right. But I think like it was set up in the way where Andy was like, oh, like this person seems to have like this good relationship with your dad. Yeah. And like they like kind of set it up in the way that I thought the ending was going to be a little cushier. And it wasn't.
Yeah. You're right. Okay. Just also the seating arrangement for this reunion was so much fun. The fact that we got Gertie and Alexia next to each other. We got Julia and Adriana apart. We got Kiki closer than Marisol.
I know. That was also good with Marisol sulking at the very end.
Marisol, like the fact, okay. The fact that the farewell earned, I would say the farewell earned them the third part.
The Ave Maria trap remix.
Thunderpuss remix. The man like singing from afar in the corner and then Julia finding a microphone. And then like that after Adriana was like, well, like this is for fun for Julia. Like this is just a hobby. Like she's not a star. The way she showed the girls.
What's what?
Star power. It was so good.
And then Marisol was sulking, but it was like a movie. You know when there's like a character and there's like everyone's having fun at the end of the movie?
Yeah.
And like someone's like kind of sulking, but then they like come around to it.
Yeah.
Marisol did eventually stand up and started dancing.
Yeah. The way Gertie destroyed Larsa. And Kiki destroyed Lisa for the books.
Yeah. Finish them.
And the fact that, like, destroyed and then we're bouncing back.
Yeah.
Potomac, pay attention, please.
Yeah.
And, like...
Like, the fact that, like, Larsa started, like, asking Kiki if they can, like, plan a birthday for her daughter.
Yeah.
It was, like, tail between legs. Yeah. Let me do anything.
And, like... What Larsa and Lisa did to Gertie and Kiki is some of like the lowdown, dirtiest shit we have ever seen. And yet we're bouncing back.
Yeah.
Take note, everybody.
Take note. I did not like, and I don't mind men on these shows, but I did not like the fucking Marcus cam.
Oh my God. That I was going to bring that up. Like, responding to things that, like, barely even involve him.
Yeah.
And then, like, Jody pops up eventually. Two losers.
It's like, why did they get this? Why did they get this? Because he's Michael Jordan's son?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, Andy, like, was like, oh, yeah, I just want to talk about Marcus 24/7. Like, yeah. I'm sure, like, the Marcus cam was his idea.
Yeah, I guess Andy watched that fucking documentary. Yeah. I heard him talk about it on the radio.
Yeah. Okay, as terrible as Larsa was, I do got to give her something. It was the best she's ever looked. She looked so good. I mean, they all looked great. Like, every look was amazing.
I don't know, because I might disagree on this because I feel like I saw a flashback from last year's reunion and I was like, oh, Larsa looks great there.
Okay. I mean, I think they all usually look good at reunion.
Yeah.
I just like loved, and even like, even the fact that Larsa and Adriana were doing the same thing, I just like still liked it.
Okay.
You know? Adriana's is amazing. Adriana, I think I was texting this as I was watching part three at 8 a.m. this morning. Adriana is, as friend of for 3 years, I would say is a top 10 housewife of all time.
Top 10.
She is so good.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah. I mean, she's like, we need delusional.
Yeah.
And she's bringing it.
Oh my God. She has me laughing. The readings, the Bibles, the poems, the letters from livers. And, like, the way she activates Marisol.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's my note for Marisol. Stop saying stuff under your breath like, I don't even want to be on a show with someone like this. That's if you keep on doing that.
Yeah, you won't be on the show.
You're out of here.
Yeah. Wow. I think that's... Oh, and then the tequila finally shows up 8 hours later.
Yeah.
I loved it. Oh, my God.
Also, just like...
Ay, por favor.
I would say... I think the set looked great.
Oh, yes.
But I will say, now that we're going on the West Coast with like this like screens. Big screen thing...
Well, you know I love the screen.
I know. I don't think we need screens for everything. No. But... I do want us to find a bigger space just for the possibility of screen. Possibility of screen behind a set. So we're just getting windows or something.
Sure. While we're on the topic of just set design, I think we need like two different sized couches. Because like the girls on that were four on a couch felt like too far apart. And the girls who were five on a couch felt like they were on top of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we all know that the East Coast stuff is all filmed in the Sherry Shepherd studio. Mm. Actually, it's filmed next to Sherry Shepherd. It's what I think used to be the Rachel Ray studio.
Oh, is Rachel no longer?
I think she's still around, but I think she like films from her house or something.
Oh.
Or maybe she's no longer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But it's all in that block on 26 between 7th and 8th.
Sure.
Yeah.
More on that with Potomac soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
We talked about it last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Traitors. Finale.
Ooh.
Okay. We're opening this episode and I'm like, oh, is this going to be a boring episode?
No.
Because everyone's like, oh, well, we got to vote out Kate. And then the game's over.
Well, dude, do you know how TV works?
I know how TV works, but like to me, it was like, well, Kate is the traitor and I guess we haven't known that for long term. But it seemed pretty obvious that she was a traitor.
I know, but like when they say something like that in the beginning of the episode,
yeah.
It's not going to go as you think.
Yes, yes.
I will say, got to give it to Kate.
You do.
Randomly a master manipulator.
But couldn't carry the ball to the finish line.
/ there's theories about that that we'll get to.
Okay.
But, okay.
So. Oh. Anything that you need to talk about before the challenge?
Well, Sheree's dead.
Oh, Sheree's dead.
Yes.
One of the greatest deaths.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked to seen her in this episode.
Oh, in this challenge? Yes.
Yeah. But also a misstep for Kate after all. Because if she had the Bravo girls, she had the numbers.
True, true.
Right?
But her reasoning was, I'm going to kill Sheree, so I look innocent.
Yeah. But if she had killed Trishelle, she could have moved forward with the let's get Sandra out at the final banishment and then just hoped for the best by the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. I guess also like... This game, also, the rules are all over the place for me still. Where, like, there were moments of the fire where I thought something was going to happen. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize this was still whatever.
I still, like, I only watched season one finale once. But, like, I still don't even understand what happened during that time.
It's okay. That's not the point. The point is MJ serving C. Yeah. Okay. So this challenge. Okay.
First one for the books.
We're given an... hour to accomplish this. And somebody pointed out, and I was thinking this the entire time, these fucking timers.
Lie.
It's a lie. We were told, I think this is jumping ahead a little bit, but when we're at the top of the cliff and we have to propel down and then go into the cave and then and go to the boat, it was like there's 5 minutes left. No, I think we're 15 minutes left for propelling.
Yeah.
But then we do the detour.
There was 5 minutes for the boat.
Yeah.
And then we still have to raise the flag.
Yeah, but we do the detour into the cave.
Yeah.
And MJ was talking about that detour on one of the Jeff Lewis live shows like this week. And she was saying that was like one of her favorite challenges. But it took a long time because you would have to wait for the tide to come in to bring you back out of the cave.
Okay. First of all, there's a long history of MJ serving C on this show. Yes. But while she was rappelling down the rope was one of her finest C moments.
I think it's the C-est of C's.
And then I could not wrap my head around why three of us went into the caves when just let CT do it.
I know.
Like, why are we letting MJ's body be thrashed about the sea caverns?
Serving sea in the sea caverns.
And then somehow there's been like five challenges where miraculously we finished like with less than 1 minute. Like the game masters, what a beautiful mind that they were like so perfectly able to construct a game.
Thank you, Viola Davis.
That could be finished within exactly the right amount of time. So stupid. Okay. And then we're just like scurrying about the castle. And...
Well, I mean, first of all, we're in the car back and it's CT and Kate. And that's when she starts her little like...
Sowing seeds of distrust.
Then we're scurrying.
Yeah. You got to give it to Kate. I didn't think she was going to make it. But then also like how... That would have been terrible for the show. Mm-hmm. Because like there is still the possibility that there's another traitor.
Yeah.
But like maybe... That's not really exciting for the final fire challenge.
Or is it? Because as we saw...
Well, okay, yeah.
We don't have to get to it yet. Let's get to the banishment first. So we're at the banishment. Kate's serving C.
Oh, she talked about online. She found a peacock feather on the grounds and thought, what a nod to this great network.
I know. Wearing all white, like fucking Hillary Clinton at the DNC 2016.
Aye, aye, aye. Hi, Bubba Boy. Okay, banishment. Poor Sandra.
I know. And do you think both Trishel and CT purposely wrote Kate and wiped it off so we could visibly see it before writing Sandra? Is that a tactic?
I mean, I think you might know more than me from the reunion, but like to me, it was like, it felt like CT legitimately was going for Sandra and Trishel was freaking out, being like, well, I don't want to be the outlier.
Yeah. I don't think they really talked about it at the reunion that I remember, but like they both on their chalkboards, you could clearly see Kate and then Sandra.
Yeah.
May she rest. And then. We go to the fire ceremony.
Where, for the first, shall we end the game or shall we banish? Kate is the only one that wants to end the game.
So, here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
So, on Twitter, Gibson Johns, who you know of.
Yes.
I've met him. Wrote, it feels like Kate voting, quote, end game when there was very clearly a traitor left. Parentheses, how would Sheree have been murdered? Was her throwing in the towel by telling on herself so that the other three could easily decide to just end it and split the prize pot? And then Kate quote tweeted that with the like 100 emoji, which like maybe, but that feels
and like... And this is not discussed at the reunion?
It kind of is. And she says the same thing, but like, to me, that doesn't feel real.
I mean, I think... That's a great response after the fact if you realize you messed that up.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. I think she just totally messed it up, kind of forgot the circumstances of how she got there.
How, like, Sheree was murdered.
And wanted to look innocent by wanting to end the game.
Yeah, that's possible. So, Kate's vanished.
Oh, my God.
Brendan, we've watched every episode of the season except for this one together. I was out of my seat for half this episode. Screaming.
I was actually like screaming alone.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you always make fun of me for alleging for screaming.
Well, I mean, like you also say, I was swinging from the chandelier. Last time I checked, there's not a chandelier downstairs.
I broke it. MJ's face when she's the only one who wants to... And the game. And I thought the gamers are gaming.
Yeah.
Were the gamers gaming?
I don't know.
It's too risky for them to not both vote out MJ first round.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they don't know who MJ is going to vote for.
I know. And she was just going like with whoever at that point.
Yeah.
I also got confused mid all of this happening. And like, once, for some reason, I thought like once she decided to end the game and they both didn't, like then she would like win. Just like that was, here's it's me complex. Hoping.
It's
yeah.
complex, yeah. Could you imagine about how iconic it would have been?
If she won.
If she and one of those two won.
If her and CT won.
I would have been hollering.
Yeah. Oh.
By accident.
Trishelle?
Yeah.
She's like definition of like a guy's girl.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Listen, Trishelle's getting a lot of hate, but like she did find out the traitors.
She did.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Okay.
It's like, here's the thing. I care less about finding out the traitors. I care less about strategy. I care most about serving C. Mm. And of the three, I feel like MJ served C the and most. CT served C.
Well, he has it in his name.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you're not T, you're the C.
Do you think he's named after the state of Connecticut?
Yes. Yes. His parents just like loved visiting Connecticut. I did not know how it was going to go.
Me neither.
And what better finale can you get? And then eventually they both go for MJ.
I know. MJ leaving.
Poor girl.
Poor girl.
And she died doing what she did best, serving C.
Serving C. And I will say, she does bring like her unhappiness into the reunion, which I've watched twice, so I don't know how you didn't manage to watch yet.
Well, I was watching like 25 episodes of Miami.
Yeah, and I think she gets like her points in the reunion, which is good. Okay. I think Peppermint had a good showing in the reunion as well for somebody who was only on for like, what, an episode
two
or
episodes?
Two?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Traitors, wow. Love it.
Traitors. Oh, I'm so sad it's over. I think I might actually start
UK. Out of hunger?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so should we get to our Freak of the Week?
Freak of the Week and One True Queen. Our Freak of the Week is...
Chaos.
The chaos that Bet on Blonde caused the Miami reunion. We have part two of Miami reunion the day after part one on a Thursday, a night it's unfamiliar being on.
So me, I had no idea about that until I started seeing like people react Friday morning. I was like, what are we doing?
You're busy watching Traitors.
Yeah, exactly. And recording this podcast.
And recording this podcast. And then part three, again on Thursday. During the Traitors finale? Or was that on at 8? Who knows? Who could say?
Yeah.
We're focused on Traitors.
I think it was on at 8. But then it's also like the State of the Union. Not that I watched, but I heard that Joe Byron spoke loud and fast.
So, Freak of the Week is like the disrespect shown to the excellent Miami reunion.
Exactly.
Queen?
Bet it all on MJ.
I mean, the leopard jacket. Oh, her morning look, the all white. Angelic.
Yes. I just like... So, I never watched Shaw's.
Me neither.
I know MJ through just like periphery, seeing on her Watch Robins Live. More recently, like listening to her on Jeff Lewis Live because she's a regular. But like, totally expect the unexpected because I thought that MJ was going to be on a couple episodes and she'd be gone.
Yeah. MJ and Sheree, I thought were like the first two out.
MJ, to me, became the heart and C of this show.
And the most faithful. It's like, Peter thought he was the most faithful.
MJ is the most faithful.
MJ is the most faithful. Because CT and Trishelle are not very faithful.
Exactly. Thank you for everything, MJ.
Thank you for everything.
We need to get her on something else soon.
Beverly Hills?
Could she?
She could.
Yeah. Bye, Dorit. Hi,
bye,
MJ.
Dorit. Hi, MJ.
She would actually bring, because she's like really honest. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, a level of honesty.
She could bring something.
Bring honesty back to Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Wow. What a week. Whew. As we mentioned, you want more Traitors. We got fan casting for season 3. Each of us come up with 22 names. some overlap involved.
Yeah, and we'll post ours like first thing once we post about this episode.
Yeah, but you want to listen to us talk about it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
So go to comethroughqueen.com for links to that. And just like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
And we'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.
See ya. Come through, Queen.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.